May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power, through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. 1016.
To read together from Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now may he help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, can we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And O Lord, for desire this night that thy kingdom might come, thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven amongst us. Lord, we would pray then for help, deep reverence, to come in thy fear, to come knowing the place whereon we stand is holy ground, that we are coming to a King, an Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords. And Lord, thou knowest our petition. Oh, do hear the cry of a sinner. For Lord, as we come, thou knowest the power of sin. Thou knowest the power of the enemy that stands at the right hand to resist. But, O Lord, do thou in thy rich mercy so come. Put us in thy spirit. May there be a forgetting of those things that are behind, a pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May there be, Lord, O help given from above to draw near in all our guilt, in all our filth, in all our sin, in all our failings. But oh, to find thee. Oh, to find thee blessedly and gloriously shining through thy word. Oh, to find thee, Lord, and be strengthened from thy word. Oh, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, oh, there is a spot and place all taken up by thee. Lord, where then is sin? Where then is old self, the old man of sin? Where's the old enemy then? Oh, do come, dear Lord, rend the heavens and come down. Make the place of thy feet glorious, that we might be favoured to worship thee in spirit and in truth, that there may truly be as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul, yea, my very soul after thee, O God. And as we come, enable us to come with thanksgiving, praise. Truly, Lord, we are not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou dost bestow upon us. Once more we can gather. Once more we have thine open word. Once more, Lord, we have those precious liberties. Once more we are favoured above many on this earth. Once more, dear Lord, thou hast provided that for our bodies. Lord, but oh, now to know mercies in our souls. Oh, that thou hast rent the heavens and come down in this. Break the bread of life. Send none empty away. But oh, Lord, we also pray that thou will blessedly begin. Lord, there are precious younger souls. There are precious older souls that gather with us in this house of prayer, this place where thine honour dwelleth, this place where thou hast met with sinners. Oh, do in thy rich mercy meet with souls, younger souls, older souls also still. May there be that work going on. May there be that takes root downward. May there be that brings forth fruit to thy honour, glory, praise. Oh, do favour them. Help them to knock at mercy's door. May seekers be finders. Oh, do thou set before an open door that no man can shut. Encourage them, dear Lord Jesus. And oh, may there be those blessed times when The old enemy is commanded, get thee behind me, Satan. And Lord, there is seen by faith no man save Jesus only. Lord, all the honour and all the glory will redound to thy great and holy name. We would then bear before thee the dear children. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for those with child also. O Lord, do grant that help and that strength to carry. Lord, do bless with whole children a good measure of health and strength, and all their faculties, if it be thy most holy will. But Lord, strength to bring forth, and oh, as another one to pray for, here and there. May this church and people bear them up, Lord, in praise and thanksgiving. But oh, precious souls before the throne of grace, may they all be taught of the Lord. Lord, we can't give them grace, but thou canst, dear Lord Jesus. There is a generation following. There is a spiritual generation following. Oh, for this child I prayed. Favour this church and people to travail for their precious souls then. Thou art able, Lord, oh, to know. Alas, they will blessedly, gloriously be found living stones in Salem's courts above. Oh, to prove instead of the fathers shall come up the children. Lord, in mercy then, hear our poor cries and grant answers of peace. And Lord, do keep as the very apple of thine eye the children as they fast grow up in years. Keep them from that wrong influence. And oh, may they, Lord, come under that right influence and that is good. And Lord, make a way for them. Guide and rule and overrule, we humbly pray. And Lord, oh, do bless them. Oh, favour them to commit their way unto the Lord, to trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And Lord, those at college, university, Lord, they need help. Oh, may they lay help upon one that is mighty. Lord, in all the pathway then, in mercy do remember and undertake then, dear families, dear parents, we plead once more, my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And as we look to thee, Lord, thou canst supply every need. Younger ones, those to walk with in love. Lord, we pray for those more recently joined together. We pray for the dear younger families. We pray, Lord, that thou bless them and be with them and favour them together, Lord, looking unto Jesus. And Lord, in thy rich mercy, do we would pray, supply the needs of others in this. May they look to thee, may they seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and to know that all these things shall be added unto you. But Lord, those in the midst of the pathway of life, those that bear the burden and heat of the day, those many cares, many responsibilities, many things, oh, do help them and undertake for them. Lord, oh, that they also might be favoured day by day, and Lord, it is hour by hour at times, to commit their way unto thee, looking unto Jesus in this, casting the burden oft upon thee. Oh, to blessedly know it, and draw that help from above. Lord, do we would pray, be with each one in all their needs, and Lord, we pray that thou would remember also dear afflicted souls, mourning souls, perhaps lonely souls, and those that bear the burden in love with them. O Lord, those unable to get up to thy house, we pray for them, younger ones, older ones. We plead for thy strengthening mercies. We give thanks for that thou hast done. But oh, could there be a proving still, and yet I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, great are thy mercies. But oh, Lord, do thou still work. And do thou shine through, Lord, even on thy day. Could there be, oh, a drawing near and going with them, even in the hour, evening hour of thy day. In mercy, to remember each cause of truth represented here this night. Lord, undertake, oh, do undertake. Strengthen thy dear servant, strengthen thy dear people, strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. But, O Lord, oh, that there may be a one in Christ. Leave none out, then, when thou for thy saint doth call. And, O Lord, may there be that one in Christ, that one accord and one place. Lord, do hear prayer. Now, our dear friend at the desk, each deacon, oh, may this church and people bear up their arms at the throne of grace. And Lord, may there be thy help and thy mercy together. And Lord, oh, do remember thy one church. We think of those in foreign lands. We think of those that know bitter persecution. But, O Lord, could there be, that of thee, blessedly, gloriously shining through, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it, thou didst say. Oh, may it still be known in our land. May it still be known about this house of prayer, about the houses of prayer, represented here this night. Go out into the highways, hedges, blessed Spirit of Truth. In mercy, remember those then as they gather at home. We pray for them, and thy dear servant we trust is found amongst them. May thy word have free course and be glorified. May it accomplish that which thou dost please. Give him souls for his hire, seals for his ministry. And Lord, strengthen him, use him still to thy honour, glory and praise. And Lord, oh, take this wretched sinner out of sight. Oh, may there be that help poured in from above. Open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. Lord, could we find the deep that coucheth beneath? Could there be that that blessedly, gloriously shines through? We plead once more for thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. Not unto us, not unto us, unto thy name that honour, glory, praise. And Lord, do hear the cries of thy dear people. Oh, may thy word not return unto thee void this night, but may it accomplish that thou dost please. Lord, may there be a taking root downward, bringing forth a fruit. Lord, do souls good, grant that to thy honour, glory. O Lord, hear our cries as we plead for Jesus Christ's sake, and plead, certainly I will be with thee. And Lord, help me. Lord, help us. Together, help, Lord. Now, Lord, our dear land and nation, But as we consider those in Haiti, and Lord, those terrible things, the awful consequences of sin, all creation groans through thee, pregnant cause of misery. But Lord, do grant help, even work in these things. And Lord, could there be many prayers, and could there be, Lord, thy mercy ruling and overruling for good. Do hear prayer then. Do hear prayer for thy dear people. And yea, we would rightly pray for all men. Lord, thou knowest thine own blessed word. But Lord, who can tell? Lord, who can tell? If there will be that to thy honour, glory and praise, out of every kindred, nation and tongue, they shall be gathered before thee. Hear prayer then, our royal house, those in our parliament, those that keep the peace at home and abroad, those in our judiciary, local authority, in so many ways. Do raise up men, women of prayer. Leave us not to the power of the enemy. Though the wicked spreadeth himself as a green bay tree. But blessed Lamb, do thou overcome. Do thou overcome. Help us then, Lord, in our worship, in prayer and in praise, in the singing of the hymns. And Lord, do strengthen us and be with us. Bind in one, in Christ Jesus. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake then. Amen.
Hymn 323. When darkness long has veiled my mind, and smiling day once more appears, then, my Redeemer, then I find the folly of my doubts and fears. 323.
and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read, Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We began this morning on a little personal note. Perhaps we should this evening as well. Our dear first pastor at home, in his failing, naturally speaking, last days, on Zion's wall, it was always Romans 8. His poor mind was failing in many things. But oh, this chapter, this blessed portion of God's word was still his food, his drink, his all. His Lord, his Saviour, blessedly shone through it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There was his hope, to live on, to die on. We have to ask ourselves, where's our hope? When we come to the valley of the shadow of death, where's our hope? Is it built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness? Is there that single eye to his honour, to his glory? Is there his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view, forgetting those things that are behind, pressing toward the mark for that prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, these that die in faith, in their Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, these now with Christ, which is far better. What a sweet savour they've left behind for the Church of Christ in our beloved land, amongst our little churches. But oh, is there that in you? Is there that in me to still follow in the footsteps of this flock, looking unto Jesus? He'd proved it. Oh, the word of God was truly that to lean upon. And oh, he'd blessedly proved it. In all the pathway, all things working together for good. He'd known his trials. He'd known the hard things. He'd known the hard questions. But oh, soul, blessed be his holy name. His Lord, his God, had brought him blessedly, safely, honourably through. Now, his desire then, to be with his Lord, with his Saviour. But we that follow on, We, in our day and our generation, and as I think of Romans, you younger ones, here's the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and here's that that separates from so much of the so-called religion on this earth at this time. Dear Luther, brought up among, or entered into, as he thought, that calling through that vow. But what separated from all those works of the flesh? What separated from those long prayers and confessions that he believed he had to make? Oh, given, instructed to read the Word of God, the New Testament of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And oh, as he turned to the Romans, how the Lord blessedly used it. The Reformation in our land, built on, oh, by grace are ye saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, there's that here that fundamentally separates. And do you rail against it, soul? Are there hard questions with you in it? But oh, pray that you may be all taught of the Lord, not left to build on any sandy foundation. When the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ uttered those words of victory, it is finished. It was his work and his alone. Where was man then? When, oh, this is the New Testament in my blood, that rent veil from the top to the bottom, a new and living way made, where was man there? But may the Lord now grant us that help to look more particularly at this word. And we know, but just for a moment, this word is for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Does that cut you off, sinner? Are you outside of that secret, sinner? Do you feel this is for the Lord's blessed people? And oh, you are a stranger to these deep and precious truths in Christ Jesus. Who can tell? Who can tell? Love God, to them that love God. Oh, has there ever been that sweetly and blessedly draws you to him? Could you bear to be left in a place where there was no love to God? Or no hope of that love to God? So, has there never been any light upon his precious truth? Has there never been that drawing out? Has there never been that where you've gone before the throne of grace precious place and try to cast the burden upon the Lord? Has there never been any sweet and blessed access? Prayer entering in? Have you never had that help from above? Is there no desire? Has there never been a breaking down of the heart, a marble of the heart? All things work together for good. The Lord knows them that are His. Who can tell? Venture still. The old enemy will say, there is no hope. There is no point in continuing. The old enemy will say, this is not for you. The old enemy would snatch it away. But soul, venture on. No man can keep alive his own soul, but still venture on. Who can tell if the Lord will bless? Oh Lord, don't leave me to that solemn, awful sentence, ye shall die in your sins. Don't leave me out of the secret, dear Lord. Lord, if thou hast not begun, begin now, begin this night. Lord, may thine own precious word, oh, may it be applied to me. Lord, I'm a stumbling block myself. There's much, Lord, my sin, my folly, my confusion of faith. The old man of sin and so often seems to win the warfare. And oh, the battlefield is his. But oh, when the enemy comes in like a flood, do thou, dear Lord, lift up that standard against him. Lord, I read of love in thy word. And I read of greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Could I know that, dear Lord? Could I know that, that blessedly and gloriously shines through? Dear Paul, writing elsewhere concerning love, concerning charity, and the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is love. Ever had a longing for it? Ever known those blessed in Christ Jesus? Ever known those that are fed? And oh, there's been that that blessedly flows. Lord, sound to my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, don't leave me to be content with the husk that the swine do eat. While life and breath remains, who can tell? Who can tell? We may write bitter things against ourselves at times. We may be brought low at times. But oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me, within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. There's a blessed link in his word. Now, and we know. In the original language, we understand here, there is that, that as it were turns aside to see. There is that here that is precious. There is that, as dear Moses, he couldn't resist. The Lord was working in it. To turn to see that great sight, why the bush was not burnt. And we know. Do you? Is there that is so attractive in the Word of God, drawn to it? Is there that you have to go back to? Is there that you have to spread before the Lord? There's a divine truth here. There is that is unfolding here. Dare you trample it underfoot? Dare you say it's not for me? And we know. Dear Paul, and that church at Rome. Let's just pause there a moment. Tried to speak a little in the Sunday school. That Roman Empire. And we know. Oh, those of Rome. You've only got to read the first chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans. And the awful state of sin and that sin that flow. And oh, there is that comes through of it. Sins known. Sins proudly boasted of in our land and nation. And oh, the solemnity of those words of the Lord Jesus. For dear Paul uses that word, well, it translates into our language as reprobates, abandoned. The solemnity, the awful solemnity of those words of the Lord Jesus, ye shall die in your sins. Lord, prevent it by thy grace. Do thou, dear Lord, be my hiding place. But the point in bringing this forth is this. We, in our day and generation, are in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. There are sins that flow down our streets. There are awful things on our statute book. The murder of the unborn. One I could name. But oh, those things that our land and nation so left to. And now in our day, our generation. Oh, Lord, we need help. Who has made thee to differ? To keep close to his word. To turn again. Turn us, Lord, and we shall be turned. And we know, do we? Is there that difference? Is there that we desire to come apart and rest a while? Oh, that we might be found, yes, gathered round the Lord's word and those things of this time state shut out. And we know. And Lord, do favour us as we do come to find that blessedly and gloriously shining through thy word that will do our souls good. And we know that all things, I love how comprehensive the Word of God is at times. those of us, any dealings with rules, regulations, procedures, whatever it may be in our day and generation, we know, oh, many ifs and buts, many caveats, many angles, many different things. But oh, the Word of God, oh, is so clear and so pure, all things. What, Lord, in this? Now, let's first of all, may the Blessed Spirit lead into His holy word. Look a little, the case of dear Joseph. What all things, those dreams, how his brethren hated him, all things. And yet, how mysteriously sent to his brethren, how mysteriously found them, and how now mysteriously those things work, delivered, yes, from death, but sold to go down into Egypt. What then will become of his dreams? But all things. How remarkable, as you go through the Word of God, you find those cases in the Lord's Word. How remarkable a blessed knitting together. How remarkable that working out according to his purpose, according to his will. He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knoweth. What, out of the very depths, dear Job, could cry that by faith, as he found his Lord, as he found his Saviour? Yes, faith pierces through. Where is the sign of his coming? Where is the sign of his appearing? All things seem the same, but oh, faith goes out. Surely blessed, dear Joseph, in Potiphar's house. But then, through that evil woman, cast into the dungeon, the accusations of man, all things work together for good of you being accused. All things work together for good. How can this be? I think, as I pause here, of dear Daniel for a moment. What a blessed mercy. Or they could accuse him of, was that concerning his Lord, his God. All things. Back to dear Joseph. But then those dreams, the butler, the baker, but now forgotten. Where's the all things working together for good? Forgotten. But so, oh, that day came, and it came suddenly, and he had to be brought out of the prison house in haste. Where was he? In the place where the king's prisoners are bound. All things, we know, all things work together for good. Now, oh, that declared. And now that put in the heart of Pharaoh. Where could he find one with such wisdom? Where could he find that? That then appointed. But, oh, still that to be walked out, still approving of it. Those 7 years of plenty, and now those 7 years of famine. but how the Lord worked. It made him fruitful in the land of his affliction, but how the Lord worked. His brethren have to come. And oh, what grace is given here. The Lord sent dear Joseph. Oh, he says too, after the death of Jacob, he says to his brethren when they fear, but as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. That's grace. All things work together for good. Do you know this soul? Is the Lord working in your pathway? Is he working in mine? Is there an all things working together for good? Does your heart go out to it? But do you say, we don't know my pathway? You don't know my case? How can this be? Look at it from every aspect. Look at it from every angle. No soul. No. Oh soul. There is to be a casting of the burden upon the Lord. There is to be that considering him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds, consider him. Those wise men, they came from far. What for? To initially, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Into the royal court, into the court of Herod. But oh, the divine mystery of him. He was born in a manger, found in that little humble abode. Now when they come, and they rejoice with that exceeding great joy. They come, yes, now, where Mary, Joseph, the holy child Jesus is. They worship him. So, oh, your Lord, your Saviour, laid his glory by. To come to be despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We know that all things, you see, oh, how often the dear disciples got it so wrong. We touched this morning those on that Emmaus road. What did the Lord speak to them of, beginning at Moses, going through the prophets? He spoke of those things concerning himself. There was that that blessedly and gloriously shone through it, all things. But oh, this thing. This mountain, this difficulty, you know, so before Zerubbabel it shall be made a plain. Oh, that the Lord would take away the veil, as it were, of darkness this night. Lord, art thou working in this? How can this be to thy honour, glory and praise? How can there be in all things working together for good here? Faith. Faith in the bleeding Lamb. Faith, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Faith, dear Simeon, now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He was holding a child. But, oh, there was faith, trust, belief in those sweet and precious promises in Christ Jesus. They saw by faith that was done, and they blessedly rejoiced in it. Dear Paul, now looking back, dear Paul, drawing from those sweet and precious promises, behold, I stand by the well, as dear Abraham's servant, and oh, there was that he drew. And he saw, as he was blessedly led out, as he blessedly sets before those in Rome, these sweet and precious truths in Christ Jesus. Why the Lord's dear people are precious. Why mine eye seeth thee. Why there's almighty power. Why the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Why not one sparrow falls to the ground and the Lord knoweth it not. Oh, I love that. The cattle on 1,000 hills are thine. There's a certain road. We drove along one Saturday afternoon as a family years ago. The Lord's Day was before. And you can look out over that road and there are the hills fading away into the distance. And you just saw those specks of cattle on those hills. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. But oh, the cattle on 1,000 hills are thine. Every beast of the forest is mine. He can bring the ravens to do his will. And so, all things. Lord, may there be a blessed working together then for good. Now, in this working, work together. Understand again in the original, there's that power in it. The Lord's order. The Lord's footsteps, the footsteps of the flock. There is that set before. Oh, so there are many that go after sadly. And oh, solemnly in our day, those things of chance. But oh, so. Here is a wonder-working God. And oh, the Lord's dear people have seen his mercies in a split second of time. All things working together. They've seen an all-wise and all-powerful God. They've seen his love, his keeping, his tender mercies in the very depth. And they've seen it in the very depths of affliction. They've seen it in the very depths of sorrow. Oh, I would speak lovingly and tenderly and carefully, but to the Lord's honour and glory, so all things working together for good. Lord, do break down the heart of marble of my heart in this. Bring me to thy blessed feet in this. Bring me to trust thy great and holy name in this. Oh, bring me to know that the banner over this is love. Then, Lord, I'll be strengthened to blessedly walk it out. In own his love over all, in deep grief and sorrow. All things work together for good to them. Precious, precious them. Shall I among them stand? Is it your desire? Oh, do you love to meet among them now? Do you love before your Lord and Saviour preciously from time to time to bow? Is there a sweet savour shines through his word? Is known in his house at times. And then you can leave the things of this time state. They're nothing. And oh, your very heart and your very soul will hunger and thirst after righteousness, living streams. Lord, do blessedly grant it to them that love God. Come back to it again then. Oh, so you humbly at times been broken down, once perhaps, been broken down by this. His love. We love him because he first loved us. His love. Oh, if you've sweetly and blessedly tasted it so, you've had a sacred sip, as it were, of an ocean. Bottomless. Without bound, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Who can enter into it? Take an eternity to know it. So, to them that love God, can you bear then that separation? Can you bear then no hope in his love? No hope in his mercy. No hope in that covering. No hope in that precious blood. No hope that it reaches to your sin. That it will wash away your sin. That it has washed away your sin. You bear it. That preciously comes and fills the very heart. Fills the very soul. Fills the very body, fills the very room. You breathe a different air. That love God. To them, it's reiterated, it's re-emphasized, it's repeated. To them, oh soul, blessed be his holy name, you younger souls, if there's something sweetly and blessedly drawn to it this night. Lord, make me to hear thy voice. May I be amongst those precious thems. These, them, who are the call. Now this is his work. We spoke earlier, there's a stumbling block, but you know there'll be a precious falling away. His work, Obey so that you go out after not your work, but his work, his calling, called and chosen and faithful. His work every step of the way. Lord, lead me not to build on some sandy foundation. Lord, I need that will stand when this world is in a blaze. I need that will stand in the swelling and the dangers of Jordan. I need that rock which is Christ. I need thee to blessedly call. Call, Lord, blessedly gather from that waste howling wilderness. Call this wretched sinner out of nature's darkness to thy marvellous light. Favour me to come, dear Lord, and fall before thee, lost in wonder, love and praise. Call from sin, from that wallowing in the mire, and all, Lord, that does so easily beset. And oh, blessedly call, according to his purpose now. Time's gone by, just here for a moment. The purposes of God, the calling of it. In the original, it sets forth that banquet, being called to that, to blessedly partake, to view it, to marvel at it, that spread before, to call, oh, to serve him in some humble way in your day, your generation. Oh, a living stone, yes, that shaped that to his honour, glory and praise, but built on that one foundation. Built on that chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ and him crucified, cornerstone, who are the called according to his purpose. Yes, he goes on, this blessed thought continues, for whom he did foreknow, the deep mystery, foreknow, that all covenant ordered in all things and sure, he also did predestinate. But oh, this called according to his purpose. So to be conformed to the image of his Son. So this is precious. Your Lord, your Saviour. Oh, do help me, though. Do keep me, Lord. Do have mercy upon me, O Lord. And oh, to find that faith in Christ Jesus. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And so, you're found, and oh, pray that you may be found in this sacred, blessed word. You'll praise him for it to a never-ending eternity. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name, that honour, glory, praise.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £730, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Ramsbottom next Lord's Day, who also hopes to present the Sunday School prizes. And our friends at Oakington hold their New Year's service on Wednesday. And the collection next Lord's Day is the full disaster relief in Haiti. Hymn number 1080. To Jesus, our victorious Lord, the praises of our lives belong. Forever be his name adored, sweet theme of every thankful song. 1080.
Thank you.
forgive all spoken amiss, but do abundantly bless thine own pure holy word. Take us now as we go in peace and in safety, and oh, for that to plead before thee. Oh, that we might not leave thy precious word, as it were, on the chapel stair, but oh, take it and plead it still before thee. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.